The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Boy, oh boy, it is Tuesday. Tuesday after Memorial Weekend. You guys know on Friday Obama passes executive order. Keep that music going there, brother.
Wow, that wasn't keep the music going as, you know, you prolong it.
Yeah, we need it. To talk to some folks down there, yeah? Well, it's hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, what I was talking about during my shortened intro there is Obama executive order imposes martial law on the United States. Guess when he did this, friends? He did this on Friday when you were getting prepared for your three-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting how that works? We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes here. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. We're going to have some cameras set up for a live stream. Hopefully within the next week and a half, we're going to have two cameras, not just one. And we're getting it set up in the studio for you folks to bring it to another level. And the level where it should be, where we want it to be. And it will be second to none, we promise. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence. We're the patriots that the globalists despised. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook page, which is Sons of Liberty Radio. Listen carefully. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to Bradley Dean, two different websites on Facebook there. One fan page, one personal page. A lot of interaction going on. We got about 130-some thousand friends in the interaction. I'm saying that the interaction that we have going on now is what we have been working for, and we appreciate your response. It's working, friends, and we love it. We're getting it's very thought-provoking. We're initiating conversation. We're bringing forth topics that a very few are willing to talk about or wanting to talk about, and things that most people want to talk about, they just didn't know that they had something to talk about. And when you begin to look at these topics, not only will you talk, but you'll actually get engaged in the process in your constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, and we will become doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. Friends, check out those websites, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Bradley Dean. Again, two different websites, double E, Bradley Dean. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible today as well, 1-866-233-0747. That number again is 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio, as you know. We're showing you our deeds with our works, deeds not words, said George Washington. And as Jesus rightly said, we're not to say it, bring forth love in words, neither in word, but we are to bring them forth in deed and in truth. Deeds, not words. That's where George Washington got it from. I like that. 1 John 3:18. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Or pretty little princess.
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
I do want to say this, because yes. I know this is important for people to know. Before we got the camera system going here, which should be up in the next week and a half, we got live stream going on one camera, which would be on me right now. But our pretty little princess is going to be on camera in the next week and a half, 2 weeks here. And in saying that, she thought it'd be really cute to say, let's go to Dairy Queen. I still have 2 weeks just last Friday here,
so. Wait, I said that? Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, I know. We'll see how those ratings
maybe
go.
Someone else said that, like your shadow or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I do enjoy Dairy Queen, but not all the time.
The way she justifies herself is she goes and buys a, some sort of, what do you like out there? I don't know. What do you call it?
Oh, I like candy cane blizzards.
Yeah, and what's the one that you had? Some French silk pie.
Yes.
Blizzard. Yeah, oh, and then she orders a Diet Coke to justify her.
I never drink Diet Coke.
Okay.
We're stretching this just a little bit, but it will be exciting. We'll have that web stream, that live stream coming up, so you can go ahead and when your sons and daughters of Liberty, you can check that out. It's nice to not only hear our voices, but to see us and all the antics that go along here in the studio. But that'll be exciting, as Bradley mentioned, about a week and a half. We'll add that so you'll be able to see both of us at the same time. Now, of course, we're just getting off of Memorial Weekend, as Bradley mentioned, and we have a lot to be grateful for and a lot to be thankful for, especially living in the United States of America. And for those 53 other countries who are listening to us as well, there's certain things in your areas of your life you can count your many blessings and say, well, thank you, God, for my health. Thank you, Lord, for my family. Thank you for all these good things. And it's amazing how much you do not appreciate what you have until you don't have it anymore. For example, when you're sick. That's when you mostly appreciate having good health. And a lot of times it's these little things that we take for granted on a daily basis. Having running water, having an outhouse, not outside mm-hmm. your house, but actually inside your house, having a shower.
For real.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's so many things that we have to be grateful and thankful for. And I want to give you this little a story. It's an analogy about thankfulness here on this Tuesday afternoon. This is a person speaking in prayer to the Lord. Father, I have a problem. It's weighing heavy on me. It's all I can think about night and day. But before I bring it to you in prayer, I suppose I should pray for those who are less fortunate than me, those in this world who have hardly enough food for this day, and those who don't have a roof over their heads at night. I also pray for families who have lost loved ones in sudden death, for parents who have children who have leukemia, for the many people who are dying of brain tumors, for the hundreds of thousands who are laid waste with their terrible cancers, and for people whose bodies have been suddenly shattered in car wrecks, and for those who are lying in hospitals with agonizing burns over their bodies, whose faces have been burned beyond recognition. I pray for people with emphysema, whose eyes fill with terror as they struggle for every breath merely to live, for those who are tormented beyond words by irrational fears, for the elderly who are racked with pains of aging, and those whose only escape is death. Most of all, I cry out for the millions who don't know the forgiveness that is in Jesus Christ, for those who in a moment of time will be swept into hell by the cold hand of death and find their utter horror in the unspeakable vengeance of eternal fire. They will be eternally damned to everlasting punishment, O God. I pray for them now. Now, for my problem. Strange. I can't seem to remember what it was. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So many times we can look at the problems and struggles that we're facing with on a daily basis and we can, you know, these are huge and Lord, oh, my struggles. And then we take some time to look at other people and what they might be facing.
Yeah. It's like you're complaining about how bad your day is going and then all of a sudden you drive down the street and you see some guy on the street corner with no arms and no legs right. And he's got a smile on his face.
Exactly.
Puts everything into perspective really quick. And if that man can walk around with joy, shame on me if I don't have the same thing.
That's
duly
exactly
reproved.
Right.
Duly
that's
reproved.
Exactly right. So we need to count our many blessings today. Amen. And thank the Lord for everything that we have and make sure that we walk in gratitude accordingly with our thankfulness.
Folks, I'm going to come right back and we'll talk about Obama's executive order. Where's he driving these powers, friends? Where is he driving his authority from to bring forth all these unconstitutional executive orders? An executive order as if to say, I'm above the law. No, sir, you're not. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. I'm going to be fleecing, dropping a lot of information on you today, and in saying that, we'll talk about a couple different topics. So if you want to jump on one of the topics, do it. Hasten to dial 1-866-233-0747 concerning the topic. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Just this week, friends. Actually, I'm sorry, just this last week, on Friday evening, Barack Hussein Obama signed into existence National Defense Resources Preparedness. Now, just keep in mind, friends, whatever he says, he's doing just the exact opposite. An executive order which will afford the president dictatorial powers over the nation and the American people whenever he chooses to implement it. Ugh. This is untrue. But this is how it's being reported by the conservatives. This is untrue. Where did he derive them powers from, friends, that he can act as a dictator and throw the Constitution underfoot? As I've said in the past so many times, he does not have the right, nor does his administration, nor does any representative, nor does any federal power have the right to tear down the Constitution of the United States and attempt to recreate it in their own image. Untrue. This is a conservative news outlet. It will afford the president dictatorial powers over the nation and the American people whenever he chooses to implement it. If it's unconstitutional, really, he still has the authority? Who told you that? Because that's not untrue. But friends, this is how it starts. Now, my point is, on Friday, when everybody was getting ready.
That's the part that just gets you.
Oh, this is the point.
We're celebrating. We're honoring those veterans, the sacrifice, Memorial Weekend. And on the eve of it, when everyone's not paying attention.
Of course.
They're out there, you know, honoring veterans. They're doing what they're doing. They're having a holiday. What does he do? Underneath their nose.
That's right.
Underneath the rug. He sweeps under. Oh, I'm going to do this while no one's paying attention. They do it all the time, as you mentioned before.
Yeah.
Patriot
it's
Act.
It's another slap in the face. Yep. The Patriot Act was signed in 3:30 that morning.
Yeah.
And not one congressional representative read the Patriot Act before signing it. And when you look at what they do concerning Obamacare, if it's not on Thanksgiving, it's Christmas break.
Yep.
They know when the people go back to sleep, what they do is they begin to ram these things through. And then before you know it, you have one of these conservatives painting you into a corner, friends, saying the president, well, he passed an executive order. Keep in mind again, friends, unconstitutional and unlawful. Well, he passed an executive order, so therefore it must mean. In other words, you need to fall to his every whim. Baloney. He doesn't have the right to do it in the first place, friends. It's unlawful. It means it's illegal. And if it's illegal, he doesn't have the power to do it. He can through force. And by the way, that's what he means to do with everything he does. That's what a totalitarian government is all about. Now, again, the point here is on Friday, just before Memorial Weekend, he signs into existence. He pulls another unlawful, unconstitutional executive order, imposing martial law on the United States. Really? Really? How's that working out? Now, friends, you ever heard of the one-eyed doe? It's a doe. We all know what a doe is, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't say Joe. I said doe. A doe, blind in one eye, was accustomed to graze as near to the edge of the cliff as she possibly could, and in the hope of securing her greater safety, she turned her sound eye towards the land that she might get the earliest tidings of the approach of hunter or hound, and her injured eye towards the sea, from whence she entertained no anticipation of danger. Are you following me here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the direction you didn't anticipate anything to come from is exactly where the enemy operates, just like this criminal in office does.
Yes.
Okay. Some boatmen sailing by saw her, this doe that had an injured eye, and taking a successful aim, mortally wounded the doe. Yielding up her last breath, she gasped forth this lament, "Oh, wretched creature that I am, to take such precaution against the land, and after all to find the seashore to which I had come for safety, so much more perilous."
Yeah.
So in other words, friends, you
from
can't,
where you least expect it.
That's exactly right. You can't trust this criminal administration in any sense of the word. He's doing this in the light of day. He's doing it without permission. He's doing it on top of the graves by desecrating the memories, folks, of those that you were in commemoration of just this week, honoring the dead that fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that you have today. He pulls another unlawful, executive, unconstitutional order, and he desecrates the memory of those that fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that you now have. He took it upon himself to act as a dictator and say, "I don't care what they fought, bled, and died for. I'm going to desecrate it. I'm going to step on it. And I'm going to do another unlawful act in the face of the American people." Hey, friends, if he's not attacking the vets, the VA, we all know about this, right? If he's not attacking veterans, their benefits, and the such, in the face of the American people, and sadly enough, the American people are standing down and allowing this criminal administration to do just that. Well, he smacks you on the other side of the face and he attacks you from where you didn't expect him from, well, the attack to come from, just like this one-eyed doe. And so there you have it, America. Attack, attack, attack.
You know, it reminds me of...
Usurpation.
You know,
usurpation, usurpation after usurpation.
Well, if you think about it, it reminds me of, you know, during the founding of our country, we had these little flags. And on these flags, we had, you know, this snake. And they said a little saying called, "Don't tread on me." Now, one of the reasons why they chose the snake is because its eyes are always open. It's always ready to strike at any time. It's always curled up, coiled up, or however you want
to
say that. Ready to strike at any moment.
Eyes never closed.
Exactly. With this administration, our eyes can never be closed.
Well, any administration.
Of course.
Any representation, we have to guard that jewel called freedom set our forefathers.
Right, and we know that we're going to have deceptions that are going to go on, such as, you know, right before holidays and weekends and Christmas and Thanksgiving and all these different
things.
From
your government.
Yeah, we know that they're going to impose these things upon us unlawfully, so we have to make sure that our eyes are always open, as the "Don't Tread on Me" slogan was, and that we're able and willing to defend and fight for our country at
and
all costs.
Is
it's
present
exactly, of course, always we have to make sure that we are ready. But it's just what really is so despicable here in this whole thing is the fact that they know when to do these things when people
they
are
do,
sleeping.
Of course, yeah.
They, you know, like as we mentioned, they're getting ready to celebrate Memorial Weekend to honor the sacrifice, and behind their noses, it's like a punch in the face, a slap in the face, a stab in the back to say, "Oh yeah, while you're celebrating your freedom here, I'm ready to set up my dictatorship as I've been acting out for, you know, however long." But it's just one of those things.
The 6 years that he's been allowed to destroy is really what it comes down to. When you read Proverbs 6:16 through 19, tell me if this is fitting, friends. "These six things the Lord hates. Yeah, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look." Anybody know what narcissism is? A narcissist? one that he thinks he's above the law. Read Isaiah 14, because this devil in office, he fits this to a T. A lying tongue. The man doesn't know how to tell the truth. The administration doesn't know how to tell the truth. Those that are attempting to rule the roost behind their little puppet called Barack Hussein Obama, that's all they do is lie, just like their father. Read John 10. A lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. Isn't this interesting? Just line upon line, precept upon precept, the Lord is calling out this criminal for who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Hands that shed innocent blood. The administration that has advocated the murder of babies over 242 times. And just keep in mind, friends, he wanted to make sure this criminal office, he just wanted to make sure, which is aimed at the blacks and the Hispanics, he wanted to make sure that there was another doctor inside of the abortion clinic to make sure that if the baby did come out alive, the baby would be snuffed out. And I meant to use the word snuffed out, friends. A heart that devises wicked plans. What? This was written for this devil, wasn't it? Feet that are swift in running to evil. That's all the man does in his administration. He plays the fool for the fools that dare spit against heaven. A false witness who speaks lies. Folks, I'm trying to figure out when the man is told the truth. Barack Hussein Obama, is that his name? Hey, Brother Barry, is that really what it comes down to? Mr. Sotero, huh? A false witness who speaks lies and one who sows discord among the brethren. Speaking of discord, I mean, here we have the clown that has two clowns working for him. Mm-hmm. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, driving around in some big pimp ride. I'm not kidding you, friends. In a limousine, going around devising division between the races, attempting to resurrect the race war that does not belong to this generation, all sponsored to you, America, by the criminal in office. Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight, when we come right back, Dr. Elveda King. She was the niece of Martin Luther King Jr. And I want to read off for you what you had to read and sign before you could partake in the 60s concerning the civil rights. And I want to ask you, does it fit the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons of the world, friends, who work for the clown in office? Oh, and by the way, friends, the joke is on America. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic historic lows. You can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Maybe what we should start calling this is radio to the core, because I'm sick and tired of it in every sense of the world. And I meant to say that. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, Martin Luther King Jr. Before I get onto the next topic, demoralizers of the faith, we need to keep in mind what Scripture says, friends. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. That's Psalm 12:8. I'll say it again. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. That's exactly what we're seeing in this country right now. As the initial stages of what we see, we can even go back to George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin in the case that proceeded, the media is again attempting to resurrect the issue of racism. And not too far behind are the modern-day self-proclaimed civil rights leader. And after listening to their divisive rhetoric, only to help along the administration's tactic of divide and conquer, I couldn't help but notice how far off the modern-day civil rights leaders are from the creed of the civil rights movement in the 1960s led by MLK Jr., who was a molder of consensus to guarantee equal rights under the law for all men, who are endowed by their creator, as the Declaration of Independence, independence rightly states. Keep in mind, friends, when you read the Declaration of Independence, three quarters of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off a tyrant. So let me take you back to the 1960s. Every participant in the civil rights marches were required to sign the following pledge before they could participate. We're looking at and paralleling this to the modern day version of the wannabes Al Sharpton. I'm sorry I even have to voice his name. And Jesse Jackson, who just can't, he just can't make it. He can't play the man because he's not the man. Number one, this was the pledge that was required that you sign before you could participate in the civil rights marches, meditate on the teachings of Jesus Christ daily.
That sounds like a good idea to me.
Wow, is that what they're doing today? Reverend Al Sharpton Reverend Jesse Jackson.
I wonder if he actually reads that Bible that he claims to.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Number two is remember that the nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. Listen again, seeks justice, not injustice, because if you keep in mind, it was MLK Jr. that said an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. Okay. So remember that the nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation. Didn't say anything about putting the Black Panthers at the door of the voting poll booth, does it?
No, in fact,
and it doesn't say anything about the Department of Justice standing down promoting injustice rather than justice being enforced, in the, which his whole purpose is actually
that's right
to be in every sense of the word, speaking of Attorney General Eric Holder.
Well, in fact, Martin Luther King himself said black power is as dangerous as white power.
He's exactly right.
It's the content of your character, again, that he was mentioning.
Number three, this is the pledge he had to sign before he could partake in the civil rights movements back in the 60s, was walk and talk in the manner of love, charity, for God is love. Now, keep in mind, friends, I don't want to get a false balance is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. Keep in mind that everything Jesus did was in love because God is love. So when he was rebuking the religious hypocrites of the day, that was love. When he was healing the sick and raising the dead, that was love. When through the prophets, the Spirit of Christ was rebuking the kings for their tyrannical, unlawful deeds, like he did through John the Baptist concerning King Herod and all the evils which he committed, that was love. Because the Bible says in Romans 5:5 that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. It's a holy, righteous love. And keep in mind that love rejoiceth not in iniquity, but it rejoiceth in truth, for all of you false gracers out there. And also keep in mind in Romans 13 that love is to be without dissimulation, and you that love the Lord abhor, hate evil, and love that which is good. It's black and it's white. Just to show you what I'm talking about, when you go to Revelations 3, Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. So love is in holiness, and it's in righteousness and goodness and truth, which is the very fruits of Jesus Christ. It's not outside of that. Friends, I ask people this constantly because I struggle with this. Why is it that people think love, I know it covers a multitude of sins, but it covers a multitude of sins of those that have been repentant towards the things of God's holy, moral, just law. Why do people think that just love is to overlook everything rather than to confront that which corrupts? It's completely backwards. And I want to tell you this too. Scripture tells me that love worketh no ill. I owe you the truth because I love. Understand?
Let me give a little analogy that goes along with that. You know, if you look at a doctor and a kid comes in and he's got a fracture in his leg and it's really bad, and he says, well, listen, in order for me to fix this leg, I'm going to have to fully break it and reset it so it can heal properly. But, you know, it's going to cause the child a lot of pain. And because I love him, I'm just going to not cause any further pain and let it heal incorrectly, and then he'll limp and have, you know, but at least that way
I didn't offend him.
Right, I didn't offend him. I didn't cause him any pain. He's going to have a limp and not be able to use his leg properly for the rest of his life. But because I love him, I just don't want to cause him more pain. Now, you would say that's not a good doctor. And
that's
furthermore,
hate.
that's not love.
That's right.
But a good doctor and one who loves that child will say, listen, I'm going to have to cause you some pain here. I'm going to have to break this leg completely to reset it in order for it to heal properly where you can use it for the rest of your life. Even though the pain has to come, he's doing it out of love because he knows that if he's going to be able to function properly in the future, he's got to set that leg right. And that's what love is. A lot of times it causes pain to the hear, things we don't want to hear, but things that are good for us to hear. And if we repent of them, then we can continue to function smoothly in life, just like that doctor in love fixing that child's leg.
Amen. Number four, this is the pledge that you had assigned before you could participate in the civil rights in the 1960s. Sacrifice personal needs. Greed has to go out the window. Now, just keep in mind, MLK died during a poor man's campaign. He lived in an apartment in Chicago where he paid $99 a month for rent, and he called it a dump. Pray daily to be used by God. Sacrifice personal needs. Greed has to go out the window. Number six, observe with both friend and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. Anybody ever take the time to watch that prophet behind closed doors? Speaking of Martin Luther King Jr.,
mm-hmm.
he was radical.
Yeah.
He was militant for the purpose of establishing righteousness. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream is what he used to quote. The Book of Amos, friends. Number 7 is seek to perform regular service for others and for the world. Huh. Remember how they used to sing in groups, "We shall overcome"?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd they get that from? What overcomes the world, even our faith. Amen. Number 8, refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Now, that's one thing you'll never see, is you'll never see John the Baptist going around batting anybody's head off. You will see him use his word and his words as a sword of the Spirit to slay sin in every sense of the word. That's what a preacher is called to do. Refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Now, violence, now we need to maybe define that out a little bit. So if someone is, as a matter of fact, I was on Stan Montes' radio show this morning across the nation. One of the things I started to bring up was the fact that, remember Elijah? He was called the troubler by a corrupt king named King Ahab, who was ruled by his wife Jezebel. And they called Elijah, that faithful man of God, who stood all by himself in the face of tyranny, and he met him on Mount Carmel, and he called down the fire, and God gave him the victory. It was the tyrant Ahab that called him the troubler, and yet it was Elijah that looked at King Ahab, the tyrant, and his out-of-control wife, and he said, "I'm not a troubler." He said, "It's you that forgot your father's commandments, not mine." We need to make the distinction between what God says is evil and good. Because if you remember rightly, it was the Lord throughout Genesis all the way to Revelations who taught us just judgment. We're to justify the righteous and we're to condemn the wicked. So to strive to be good, to refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart is yes, of course. Now, love is the weapon that we always want to use, but you know what? Sometimes, friends, it comes to the point where those that you're dealing with are just completely out of hand. They're lawless in every sense of the word, and they love to use the violence of the fist, the tongue, or heart, right? Jesse Jackson, mm-hmm. right? Al Sharpton, right? Him who means to advocate domestic insurrection in the United States out of the White House, that's entertaining America's sworn enemies. Hello? See, this is why people are armed, because they're defending themselves against those that will not be ruled by law. That is the whole purpose, by the way, we have Article 2. Just making a point. So refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Well, sometimes you got to take it, friends. But if they come to your front door, then you have to defend yourself, right? And it's already come to your front door. So we have to defend ourselves. And that's where America is at now. Their backs are up against the wall saying we will defend ourselves if we have to. The pledge that had to be signed before you could participate in the civil rights movement in the 60s was also strive to be in good spiritual and bodily health. MLK used to fast quite a bit too, by the way, for those that didn't know. Number 10, follow the directions of the movement and the captain of the demonstration. His name would be Jesus Christ. However, the self-made civil rights leaders of today, such as, again, the Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons, have left off their Bibles and their morals as they debase themselves and reap nothing but mockery and reproach, and they do it with a whore's forehead. That means they're unashamed. So let me contrast the original pledge with the modern version of the pledge as demonstrated by their actions of the so-called civil rights, the new demoralizers of the faith. The Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons. I'll hit those 10 points right when I get back. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, so here we go. Talking about the new demoralizers of the faith and the modern version of what, well, they would like to mimic and then have you believe, friends, that Al Sharpton, who works for a MSNBC, a communist network, self-admitted, you know, forward, lean forward. That's a communist slogan. And then we have Al Sharpton, who is divisive as all can be. He's never been able to play Martin Luther King Jr., and America knows that. So to his own shame, well, he has no shamefacedness. But the bottom line is he has a whore's forehead. He's not ashamed. And we can see through his son, and the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it, friends? He's now in prison for everything under the sun, corruption, so on and so forth. But let me contrast that pledge and what you had to sign before you could participate in the 60s concerning the civil rights movement to the modern day version of the demoralizers of the new faith. Here we go. Number one, meditate on the media and anything but the teachings of Jesus.
Pretty much.
If the shoe fits.
Yeah.
Number two, civil disobedience to just laws through force in hopes of an unjust victory so they can call it law when in fact it's unlawful. We see this all day long through this administration. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of thuggery and pride.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just saying, right? Number four, play the race card. You know what? I'm from North Minneapolis. If I was to go out into a basketball court and the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons of the day were to come out into the basketball court and they're to start talking their smack, the black folks would rebuke them. or probably beat him down in the face of everybody else saying, why are you trying to cause division?
Yeah.
This doesn't belong to our generation.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Because they would say, because we don't work for you folks. We just working for Obama.
It's like they're riding this.
He's just paying us the divide.
Yeah, they're riding this thing from, you know, I'm not saying that obviously some racial tensions don't still exist in the United States, but they're riding this thing from years and years and years ago when it has no place in this generation.
If you want the fire to go out, you pull the logs out. You don't add them to.
Yeah, it's like, right? It's like, listen, you don't keep talking about something because this is what you clung yourself to 60, 70, however many years ago, and you're still trying to make money off of the same issue. Listen, if your heart was really to have racism be a thing of the past, then quit making it a black-white issue. It doesn't matter if you're pink, yellow, black, blue, orange. All nations are one blood. If you cut yourself...
Here's where the conservatives come again, and they make it worse than they do better because they won't call it for what it is.
Yeah.
They mean to divide.
Of course.
And they won't call it for what it is.
Right.
Hey, Mr. Sharp, then why don't you jump on the air with us? Why don't you jump on the air with us, Mr. Jesse Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I've got a whole list of people that will not jump on the radio with us because they know we will call it for what it is, and they're afraid of the truth because they know that the truth will uncover the lie. And that's all we have to do, friends, is begin to call it for what it really is. This won't even go over in the hood, friends.
Yeah, seriously.
It only works through the state-run media, hoping that the conservatives will be a part of it so they can paint you and your backs up to the corner, friends. That's all this is about. Let me go on here for the sake of time. Play the race card as you are enslaved through deception by a godless administration daily. Sacrifice the needs of others. Gain is the goal. Send threats to those who disagree with you. Seek to have it your way at all costs. Lie if you have to, saith the Muslims. Use fear and force. Of course, totalitarianism. Strive to take from others because you deserve what you take. You know, take from the haves and give to the have-nots. And number 10 is this, follow the directions of an unconstitutional and unlawful criminal administration. See, friends, these modern-day civil rights leaders are, without a shadow of a doubt, demoralizers of the faith of Jesus Christ. They have turned civil rights into uncivil distribution of privileges derived by the state. They have left off the Declaration of Independence, therefore throwing off freedom. Under their directives, racism is being taught to a new generation under the guise of decrying racism. Nothing new under the sun, friends. Martin Luther King Jr. condemned black power. He condemned the black power movement because he knew injustice, again, anywhere, is a threat to justice everywhere. So what we're seeing through these two jokers under the clown in this administration is the fact that they're only being used to divide and conquer. That's if there's anybody foolish enough to actually listen to what they have to say. So what I wanted to do is put the kibosh on it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to call it for what it was, friends.
You know,
Martin Luther King and his point was that men were not to be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. The civil rights movement was about truth and justice, not lies and injustice.
Right, and when you're looking at a man such as Martin Luther King, I was thinking about this. You know, first of all, these guys are kind of, especially Jesse Jackson, riding the coattails of Martin Luther King.
In every sense of the word.
To me, Martin Luther King Jr. is what I call a million-dollar man. He's one in a million. There will never be another Martin Luther King Jr. People can try to replicate themselves after him. They can try to, you know, take his slogans. But he's a one in a million man. You have very few people in this world who are one in a million men because God created them for a time, for a purpose, and they actually stood up and did something about the problems that we see. The long and the short of everything that you are saying to me is very simple. As I mentioned, the Bible says all nations are one blood. If you cut a black person, what color does he bleed?
Red.
If you cut a white person, what color does he bleed?
Red.
If you color, you know, an Oriental person or, you know, a Mexican.
You mean cut an Oriental or a Mexican.
If you cut an Oriental person, a black person, a white person, a Native American person, whatever.
We all bleed the same color.
We all bleed the same color. We are all Americans. We shouldn't get a black response and a white response.
CNN.
We should get, exactly, to divide and conquer. We should get an American response.
That's right.
we always are putting these divides because we want the divides there. But America obviously needs to be smarter than what the news media tries to shove down their throat and say, listen, enough is enough. The best thing that he said is we're not to judge a man by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. That is the most important thing. And what gets me, too, is a lot of people initially voted for Barack Obama just because he was black.
That's right.
There's
That's
no
right.
moral
The victory
code.
Falls to the American people,
exactly.
not to him whatsoever.
Yeah, yes. I remember seeing a black preacher preach this sermon to say, you're black before you're Jesus Christ. You're black before you're this. You're black before you're that. What he was saying is basically you're voting on principle of what the color of someone's skin is before the character of what they do. People initially looked at Barack Obama and said, yeah, we want a black guy in office.
People were happy.
We were
it.
Excited
yeah.
about that, too. It's yeah. great. You know, we got a you know different color. It shows America's
Water
really come
under the bridge.
A
That's
long
right.
way. And then what?
Only to have him to resurrect the very thing people voted him in for.
Of course. Yeah. And when you look at it, listen, I don't care what color you are. You should be voting on someone based upon their character, based
That's
upon
right.
their principles, based upon their fruit, not if they're black or whatever. Because, well, we just want a black guy in office. But the bottom line is we in America need to overcome this. And I think we have. And we don't need to listen to all the stuff we're getting fed on a daily basis and say, listen, who you are, judge a man, no matter who a man is, woman is, by their fruits. And for those of you that say, amen, hallelujah, you know, if I was in a black church right now, what would they be doing, Bradley Dean?
They'd be shouting me down.
That's right. But
I caught myself in a black church actually doing that one time. I said, wait a second, I am in a black church.
That's right, and I'm sure they were shouting you down. But the point is we are doing what needs to be done on a daily basis. It's not always easy. It's not always fun. There's lots of obstacles because we're giving a message that most people do not want to give because it's confrontational. It's black and white. It's absolute because it's based upon the principles found in the Word of God. But for those of you who are saying this is refreshing, it's like a breath of fresh air.
We tired of Al Sharpton and Jesse That's Jackson right. throwing around that division.
That's right. And I've heard a quote of someone saying of our program, it basically slams the truth of God's Word and doesn't whine. People aren't whining so much. Listen, it's black and white. If you don't like the Bible, too bad. That's how it is. So for those of you that say, listen, I want to support you guys.
I got to interject this. I knew we were going to get somebody out there. And this is what's so humorous. And it jacks me up to no end. We got a guy saying, you know, did you know that MLK was this and MLK was that and MLK was the other thing? Here, let me ask you the question. I just got to answer this. Who'd you hear that from? Did you hear that from J. Edgar Hoover, who actually put a media smear campaign out on MLK because he was threatened? Who also laid out that MLK was a communist when in fact he was just the exact opposite? I'm curious to know where you heard that from, friends. I'm getting emails. Hey, he was a plagiarist. He was a Christ hater. He was this, he was that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Christ
really.
Hater.
You know, I sat there and I talked to three of his closest friends, Sam Kyle being one of them, who was shot. MLK was shot right next to him. I spent a couple hours with him. I spent a couple hours with Andrew Young. I spent a couple hours with Roger Wilkins from the Justice Department. And these three men were closest to MLK. And I asked the very questions that foolish individuals out there actually believe what J. Edgar Hoover. As a matter of fact, guys, yeah. I didn't know that it was the FBI's job to put a media smear campaign out on a guy that wanted justice in his country.
That's right.
But no, we got those people out there that still believe the lie,
yeah.
friends.
Exactly.
Let me tell you what Andrew Young said to me when I asked him, is any of this stuff true? He said, I never seen him do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said to me. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Giving it to you firsthand, friends. We're not going from hearsay or I heard someone else say it. No, we go through firsthand experience. We're giving you the information hand, first hands up, first hands down. sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. Talk to you then. See ya.